This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Grainfield Marketing in Normal. Grainfield Marketing can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at grainfield.com.
This is Morning Edition on AM 580, and it's time now for our opening commodity market report. Sitting in for Dave Dickey this morning, Jay Pierce. Good morning, Jay.
Well, good morning, Dan. Thank you very much. Good morning, everyone. Let's check how the prices fared in the resumption of trade in Kansas City and on the Chicago Board of Trade. Of course, we give the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time on our pre-opening commodity market reports. And, we're seeing wheat right up there at or above the limits in the case of Kansas City, where they are locked in at the limits in September. Up 30 on the open at 781. December opened at 791.20. I make that 791 and a quarter, excuse me. Also up 30, September wheat in Chicago. Current month trading not locked into the limits. Up 40 at the open at 847. December up the limit at 30 at 835 and a half. And March at 831 and a quarter, up 30. The July 08 contract up 15 and a half on the open at 636 and a half. September corn opened at 339, up 2 1/4. December at 355, up 1 3/4. March at 371 1/2, up 2 1/4. The May 08 corn contract up 2 on the open at 381. July opened at 390, up 2. September 388, up 2 1/2. And December 08 at 3 1/4 higher, 404 1/2 was the open. September soybeans opened at 901, up 8 1/2. November at 914 1/2, up 7. January at 928, up 5 1/2. March 939, up 6 1/2. The May 08 contract at 944 in the open was up 5 1/4. July soybeans 951, up 3 3/4. And the August 08 contract up 16 at 935. Soybean meal for September 250.30, up 240. October opened at 250.250. Up 3.10. September soybean oil opened at 37.48, up 29, and October at 37.60, and that was up 24 on the open.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Doug Slayton in Galesburg at 309-341-5003. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Well, as we look at the current trade, we see that we're backed off some of those limit highs in Chicago. Wheat is trading anywhere from one higher for that July 08 contract to the limit, 30 higher for December, 28 higher in September right now, 27 3/4 in the March contract. Kansas City still 30 higher for September and December. Corn is currently trading in Chicago anywhere from, 1/4 down for the December contract to down 2 1/2 on September 08. And the soybeans are trading in a range from 1/2 lower for the March 08 contract to 2 1/2 lower now on September 08. And joining us now to talk about the numbers is Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services, Oakland, Illinois. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Jay. Nice to talk to you.
Good to talk to you, too. And, as we take a look at things, all of the green is in the wheat pits right now, where I guess we have Egypt and Iraq both buying wheat this week, and things are kind of fired up there.
You know, Jay, it is a very unusual market in the fact that it seems like European prices continue to dictate a lot of what's going on in Chicago. We understand corn's $10 a bushel over there, and, of course, the Europeans don't like to import GMO corn. One article that I did read, and I'll be quick about this one, India, basically, the wheat they're buying is basically above their own domestic price levels. That's A. And B, there is some even talk in the Indian marketplace of why they're buying and putting wheat into a grain reserve for further and possible use when the price levels are substantially above their own domestic prices. So, you know, it's an interesting twist, and they said we even wonder if we should even go on and make purchases or continue the purchases of the wheat. the wheat market, we hear that there is a tremendous amount of wheat going to be planted. The concern also is some dry Australia. Our private weatherman's pretty high on rain in Argentina. But the wheat market continues to catch everybody's imagination in here as it just continues to run wide. It is trading lower here at the present. I mean, still a high, but above the limit move at 833 on the December futures contract, up 27.5.
Yeah. Well, as you look down at the corn and soybeans, they started out a bit higher. I guess maybe some enthusiasm from the wheat, but now they've turned slightly lower. What do you see?
Yeah, the corn ratings came in unchanged. The corn's now trading down 4 cents. The yields we're getting on the internet and people sending in yields are above, I can say, above expectations. It's changed from my Farm Progress show where I thought the heat did some damage. Are we in the threat of actually seeing a larger production estimate than the USDA came out with the last one? You know, that's a question mark. But the corn crop is good, and there are some problem areas, but it does look like it's a good to excellent crop. The million-dollar question is, will a farmer store 200 bushel corn at $3 a bushel or above? And, you know, that question, I think, will be answered here in the next several weeks, because there is definitely a lot of 200 bushel corn. The transportation costs are unbelievably high, and also the storage costs as well. So that's a dilemma. Also, another dilemma is, will we see acreage cut back next year because of the high input costs? There's going to be a bid war for acreage next year. It's not only just going to be corn. It's going to be beans and wheat bidding for corn acres. So it's going to be quite a bid war, not only in the United States, but around the world.
Mm-hmm. When you look at the outside markets today, Paul, what are you seeing? The oil prices are fairly steady right now. The dollar down just a hair. The Dow is down 145.
Yeah, we understand that the employment numbers showed a little more unemployment, and that's one reason why the stock market is trading lower. It was brought to my attention, and I think it's a good point, that even if we do have a little slowdown in the world economy, people will continue to use a lot of energy, and energy is going to be one of the driving engines of good corn and soybean oil demand in the world, in our opinion. Also, a lot of sugar will go to ethanol as well. So even though we are seeing some slowdown in economic forecasts, hopefully the Federal Reserve will cut interest rates to keep the U.S. and world economy on the positive note.
All right. Anything else you want to touch on this morning?
A lot of focus will be on the report from F.C. Stone and Sparks, and I do think the bean yield will be down a little. But the corn is a million-dollar question, as we are getting good reports.
All right, Paul, thanks
a lot.
Have
a profitable day, Jay.
Hey, you too. That's Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois, and Paul will join Todd Gleason on the closing market report at 2:06 this afternoon. Well, as we look at current trade, we see the September wheat in Kansas City still up that 30-cent limit at 781. December at 791 and a quarter, up 30. In Chicago, backing down quite a bit, but still up. September, 815 now, that's up 8. And the December contract at 831 is up 25.5. September corn down 2 at 334 and 3 quarters. December at 351 and a quarter, down 2. March at 367 and 3 quarters, down 1.5. And December 08 corn at 401, down a quarter. September soybeans, 890, down 2.5. November at 9.05, down 2.5. January at 9.20.5, down 2. And November 08 at 9.13, down 1.5. The September soybean meal, 246.80, down 1.10. September oil at 37.10, down 9. Live cattle for October at 97.45, down 17.5. December live at 100.70, and that is down 35. The September feeder cattle, 118.90, unchanged. And October feeder, 118.85, down 20. October lean hog, 66.60, down 47.5. And the frozen pork bellies for February at 90 even, down 42 and 1/2. Outside markets quickly, crude oil for October up 4 cents a barrel at 75.12, November down 18 at 74.08. CRB index down 50 at 310.70. The dollar down 0.25 at 80.69. And the Dow is down 143 now at 13,306. And our two-state forecast from AM580 meteorologist Jay Searles is for mostly sunny skies in the north and central sections today across Illinois and Indiana, partly cloudy in the south. A few thunderstorms possible down there. Humidity will increase from south to north on southerly winds and highs around 90 to 95. Tonight becoming mostly cloudy, increasing threat for showers and thunderstorms from south to north. Lows 63 in northeast Indiana to 70 in the far south, and tomorrow occasional showers and thunderstorms over the entire two-state region with some heavy downpours possible. Temperatures a bit cooler because of clouds and moisture. Highs will be in the mid-80s tomorrow. It's 84 degrees on Friends Plaza in Urbana coming up on 10 o'clock Central Time.